as we come before the Lord into his presence. So Psalms 25, would you join me in reading these two verses, verses 4 and 5. The scripture says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait," or that Hebrew word is also translated hope, "on you I wait," or "I hope all the day." I really want to center in on these inspired words from the psalmist David in verse 4, or verse 5, which says, "Lead me in your truth." That's the message this morning. Lead me in your truth. And in an age of increasing deception, how important is it for us to be led by God's Holy Spirit? My goodness, we need God to lead us. We need to follow his leading, and we need to follow his direction. And as I was studying, just meditating on this scripture, isn't the entire life of the believer one that is characterized by following the leading of God's Spirit? We can't even enter God's family without following the leading of God's Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us and draws us to turn from unbelief in our way, to put our faith in Jesus as our sinless, crucified, and risen Lord. And when we do that, we follow the leading of God's Holy Spirit. We are born again. Every sin is forgiven. We are made righteous by God. And we are not only brought into God's family, God's Holy Spirit indwells us. And the Bible says in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So it just is meant to characterize the leading of, or the following of, the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I believe I can, I'm not trying to speak for you, but just as a fellow brother, a fellow believer, as followers of Jesus, we want him to lead us. We want God's will in our lives. So we can join with David in this prayer when he says, "Lead me in your truth." Now, the challenge for me is determining and discerning if it is actually the Lord leading me or not in a particular area or particular action or direction. Can anyone relate to what I'm saying? So we want God's leading, but we're not always 100% sure if we're hearing his voice correctly, are we? It's not always, you know, some... In fact, those instances that are like the extravagant, maybe an audible voice, God could do so, but those are by far the exception rather than the rule. It's more that gentle prompting, somehow that leading of God's Holy Spirit within us. And as I was thinking about this, lead me in your truth. Would you say that with me? Lead me in your truth. I began to think about just some of the different areas where we would want God's leading. Some of them are more life-impacting decisions, like Lord, I want you to lead me in choosing a college or university. I want you to lead me in what major I should pursue and what I should partake. Maybe it would be more along the line of, Lord, I want you to lead me. I want to marry one day. I want to ask you to lead me in dating. Should I date this person? Should I marry this person if it comes up to that point? Or maybe where should I live? Where should I work? Those are more life-impacting decisions, but it could also be those decisions that we face every day. Maybe we're facing a situation where, you know, it could be, for example, maybe we have a loved one who, you know, family member or friend, and we want to be a witness to them. We want to see them come to know the Lord because we love them, we care about them. And maybe just to say, Lord, I'm asking you to lead me. How can I speak a word to this person? How can I share a testimony? Or would you open a door for me to have that opportunity so we can seek the Lord to lead us in an area like that? Maybe how to share the gospel effectively. For some, we might be dealing with just a troubling situation. It could be at work. It could be at home, school, wherever it may be. And we're saying, Lord, I want to handle this wisely. I want you to lead me by your Holy Spirit in how to handle this. And again, for some, it may be, Lord, I don't seem to have enough time to fulfill all of my responsibilities here. And would you lead me? Would you give me wisdom and how to better manage my time? Would you give me wisdom and how to better manage your resources, money, or whatever it may be? Those are all good areas, and of course, you may come up with a however many it may be, a great list. They're all legitimate. Lord, lead me in, just giving me direction in this particular area. And I just wanted to focus on that this morning. Lead me in your truth of how we can discern the Lord's leading and the Lord's voice. And before I give you these just things if you want to, or steps you want to take to write down, I wanted to read a couple of verses first. I'll just read them to you from John chapter 10, where Jesus is speaking. And then if you're right there at Psalm 25, would you just turn back to Psalms 23 and read a few familiar verses there? But I would like to read a few. We'll put them on the screen so you can follow along. John chapter 10, and this is Jesus speaking here. And he says this in verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. I love how that he leads. That's one way we can determine if it's the Lord or not. It says he leads. He goes before us. It says he leads. And it says the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Then we have this assurance in verse 27. John chapter 10. Jesus is still speaking. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus suffered and died on the cross to bear the judgment for our sins. He suffered the wrath of God so that we could be brought into the favor of God. Thank God he did for us so that we do not have to face and drink that bitter cup of God's wrath against sin. He drank it for us, but Jesus conquered death. He conquered the devil, and he calls us into the family of God. He calls us personally, and he leads us personally. David says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. If that's your testimony, would you say that with me? The Lord is my shepherd. He says, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I need that verse many times when I get busy and legitimate things, but I need to follow him beside the peaceful still waters. Because the verse following says, where he can restore my soul. He restores my soul. Notice, he leads me in paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. The Lord leads us in ways that always will glorify God. He leads us in paths of righteousness because, we are blessed. We benefit when we follow the Lord's leading, but it's not just about us. He does it for a greater kingdom purpose in following his leading. So this morning, how do we recognize, lead me in your truth, but how do we recognize the Lord's leading? I would say like this, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me and I give them eternal life. So how can we recognize the Lord's voice this morning? And just three steps, I believe they're practical. Please don't take this as I have arrived. I don't know of a Christian who bats 1,000 on this. We all have the desire, but sometimes we say, I thought that was the Lord's leading, but maybe not. And so we seek the Lord, but there are ways that we can come into where we are really assured that it is God's leading. And so the first step this morning, I would just say, is tune to God. Tune to God. And I'll read a verse in Psalms 25, but that's the phrase that just comes to me, tune to God. And again, I don't want anyone to think, I know it all, but I hope I've learned something with walking with the Lord over the years. And if I really am seeking God, I'm seeking his will and his direction, a particular leading in an area of my life, I first need to give him my attention. I need to tune in. Notice what Psalm says in Psalms 25:1. Again, David says this. Before he says, lead me in your truth, he says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. So I said, how do we recognize the Lord's voice? Let me just ask you this. How do we recognize anyone's voice? Okay. Listening. What's that? Familiarity. All right. How do we become familiar? We have time together. All right. Now, for many of you, I wouldn't have to see you, and you could call my name, and I would know who's speaking. How many of you think you could recognize my voice? I don't know if that's good or bad, but if you heard a CD, you just went on the website and or whatever, you download the message. If you heard a voice, you think you would recognize if it was me or not? Because you've heard, it really, isn't it the same principle? That we become familiar with the Lord's voice by giving him our attention, by spending time together. We give him our attention and we fellowship together through prayer and through worship. Worship is an important time that we tune in to God. I'm telling you, I've learned that lesson. I emphasize it repeatedly because worship is an opportunity to get my focus back onto the Lord and really tune in to station WGOD. How many of y'all remember the old radios? Y'all remember that? You used to have to. Everything's digital now. I'm going to try something. Ooh, I'm hot in that monitor. Let me back off a little bit. I got this cord. I'm going to try something here. I don't know what we're going to get here. Okay. I'm going to try to cut this on and see what's on. We may get, I don't know what we're going to get, but let's just see what we got here. We got nothing. Nope. We got that. Now I can tell you, this me, I'll get tired of that real quick. Can anyone relate? Now if I can cut it off, we're in good shape. All right. Thank you, right? I really believe that we live in an age of so much noise. And I'm not bashing any of this. Please don't take this wrong. I'm not saying any of it is sin, but we have, oh my goodness, even busyness can distract us from hearing the Lord's voice. Media can distract us. Technology can distract us. I'm not saying they're evil. I'm just saying so many potential distractions in our world. I wonder if we know the Lord, God's Holy Spirit is within us, and he's wanting to tune into the Father. And I wonder if in the ears of the Holy Spirit within our heart, if all of the busyness and the clutter and the distraction and the noise sounds like that on what we just heard in our physical ears. So we have to give God our attention. Notice again what the psalmist says here. He says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. It's like tuning in to that exact frequency of the Lord. Lord, I'm giving you my attention. I need your direction right now in this area of my life. I don't want to just go off on my own. I'm seeking you, Lord, and right now I'm giving you my attention. That phone could wait. I don't need to know how many likes I have on my post. That news is the same thing I heard 15 times already today. I just need to give you my attention right now. WGOD. And when we make the Lord a top priority, doesn't it show how important he is to us? Time is valuable. When you give someone your time, you're saying that you are important to me. And to give someone our attention. I've come to see how important that is. So we lift up our heart to the Lord. Lead me in your truth. Would you say that with me? Lead me in your truth. I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, please, make a little time, follow him beside the still waters and give him your attention so he can restore your soul and give you direction. And however that works into your schedule, I don't know. That's something you have to work out morning, noon, night. I don't know. It's not a right or wrong. It's just when it's effective for you. But lift up your heart to him. He's your Father. He loves you. And he will lead us. Let's just pour out our heart to him and let's trust him. And it really comes down to this, a daily walk. Develop a daily walk with the Lord so that it's not just, yes, we have that time where I give him my attention, but all through the day, man, all through the day, we're aware of his presence. All through the day, then a siren goes by. Lord, may you be with those first responders, protect and keep them, minister to that need wherever they are. And just, you know, it could be something you see on the news here or whatever. Just offer a prayer, sing a word of worship or praise. It's a way to keep tuned in to the Lord. So how do we recognize the Lord's voice? Tune to God. Would you say tune to God? And then number two, test with Scripture. Tune to God and test with Scripture. And I'll read a couple of verses here if you just want to stay there in the Psalms. I'll give you the Scripture reference in a moment. But test with Scripture. I want to make sure I emphasize this. So we're all on the same page. No one misunderstands. The Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, will only lead us in harmony with the truth that he inspired. He will never lead us in any way contrary to the words that he inspired in Scripture. So that's one reason it's so important. Last week, I shared a message about feed, fellowship, and focus. Feed your spirit. So if I would ask you, and you don't need to say anything or raise your hand, but just between you and God, what Scripture have you been feeding on this past week? Because again, that's one way we begin to recognize the voice of God. As we become familiar with the truth of his word, you'll recognize, if you hear something that is out of line with how God is revealed in Scripture, you will know. And you will know that's not, now that may be someone else's God. It's not the God of my, if not the God of Scripture, it's not my God. So to know his ways, again, David prayed there. He said, lead me in your truth. Show me, teach me, guide me. Let me read you this scripture from 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. I know the chapters and verses make it easy to find, but there's two verses are right together, even though they're in separate chapters. They continue the same thought. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24 says this, now he who keeps God's commandments abides in him, and he, God, abides in him. And it says, by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he's given to us. Notice that we know we're abiding and we recognize God's commandments. We're living in his will. Verse 1 of chapter 4, loved ones, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. That's why I'm saying we really need the Lord's discernment. We need his guidance, and we need to test with Scripture. If someone says, well, I think the Lord is leading me in this area, that's great. Just make sure it's in line with God's word. If someone comes to you and says, God gave me a word for you, be willing to weigh it out. But the Bible says those words are to be tested. Please don't just say, well, they gave me a word. No. You need to follow the Lord's leading for yourself and make sure they were in tune with God. So test it with Scripture. This is an important verse right here, I believe, or verses in, if you want to write it down, 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 3, the Bible says this, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. That's one of the things I've shared with Brittany, just what I feel like is one of the basic life truths for me is, please don't be moved. Hey, I want to go deep with God. I want to learn everything I can, but let's not be moved away from just a simple walk of love with God and not be moved off in some tangents here and there that distract us and that have no profit. Don't be moved from just the simple walk, a simple relationship with the Lord. Just grow from there. Then he says in verse 4, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Let me pause right there just a second. Do you realize there is another Jesus who is not the true Jesus of Scripture? The true Jesus of Scripture is the eternal Son of God. He is God in flesh. He is Emmanuel, who left the glory of heaven and clothed himself miraculously in a human body and lived a sinless life and willingly laid his life down on a cross to suffer and die for our sins. He physically conquered death. He physically returned to glory, and he's physically coming back. He's the Jesus of the Bible. But how do we recognize another Jesus? How do we recognize another gospel, another spirit? We've got to know the true. We've got to know the true. If Jesus gave the repeated warning, we read about it in the pages of the New Testament, that there will be increasing deception until the time that Jesus returns to set up his kingdom and his reign on this earth. And we don't have to be swept away with that flood of deception. Whether we're a remnant or not, minority or not, looks like we're standing alone or not, let's stand with the Word of God and be true to the Jesus of the Bible. Then he says this in verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." Wow. We need to know the true so that we can recognize the false. Brothers and sisters, we want to be led by God's Holy Spirit, but God's Word is His leading. It is His voice. Now, He will prompt us in those areas of the details, but let's go with obedience to His Word first. Let's lay that as a groundwork. Let's build our lives on what we do have revealed to us, and then He can guide us for the specific details that we need to work out. What does the Scripture say in Psalms 119, 105? We sang it earlier. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Here's what I've noticed. If I'm supposed to take a step here, and the Lord says, do this, His word says it, maybe the leading of His Spirit, if I take that step, the light, I keep myself in the path of light. But if I take a step out of the light, then I'm in an area where it's like I need to get back in line, because if His word is a lamp unto my feet, then if I step in the light, I have more light for the next step. I wish, my personality is, I like to plan, I like to prepare, I want everything laid out kind of beforehand so I know what's coming. I found out that God does not always go according to my plan and according to my schedule. You believe that? In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, God had said to Abram, this is how he would typically lead. Go ahead and leave your family, leave your home, and leave your country, and go to a land I'll show you. Now, I'd have been like, Lord, will you tell me now where I'm heading? I don't even, is it supposed to go east, north, west, south? But if Abraham had not obeyed this first step, he wouldn't have got further direction to keep walking in the next step. But he said, all right, Lord, I don't know how this all work out. You said go, so here I go. Now, he wasn't being irresponsible. Let's not blame God for, you know, winging it and just kind of being irresponsible. But he takes a step, so he leads, and he's just going on. And verse 6 says he comes into the land of Canaan, and there's an area called Shechem. And verse 7 says this, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7, "Then the Lord appeared to him and said, to your descendants, I'll give you this, I'll give this land. So because he was obedient, he just started, he walked. God said, all right, I'm giving you this land. And Abram built an altar to the Lord. But do you see how he had to take that first step of obedience? And he followed the Lord's leading. So I know that Jesus said to every church in Revelation, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. If we have an ear to hear and a willing heart, that's really what it means, God will lead us. So, all right, Lord, I'm asking you to direct me right now. I'm giving you my attention. I'm seeking your will. I'm seeking your direction. Lead me in your truth. Now, Lord, I believe this is your leading. It's in harmony. It seems like it is with Scripture. And then God can lead us at any moment. Sometimes it's more of just a prompting, and we don't even realize until after the fact. I bet some of you can relate. I won't bet, but I would say some of you can relate to this. How many of you have ever, you were just going about your business, and you were doing some activity or going somewhere. You just felt a little prompting, and then you went ahead and followed it, and then you look back on it and said, man, that was God. I called that person, or I did. I remember just going out one day on it. You know, I was out on a little walk. Walked down toward the high school and down Mesa a little bit and came back up. And I never, ever really go this way because I walk different paths sometime. And I just had, decided I'm going to walk down this block. So I walked down this block and I go by the house of a lady in the church. And her daughter, one of her daughters just came out and sat on the patio. And her mom, I knew she was sick. We'd been to pray. And I've, gone to visit her in time past. And her mom had in the final days of this earthly life. And just at that moment, her daughter had come out onto the patio and wanted me to come in and pray. I wasn't planning on doing that morning, but the Lord knew all that in advance. But see, that's what I'm saying. If we're tuned in, he can just prompt us in that little bit. And then we look back on it. Now, of course, in other times, it may be like when we started the church here, that was a little more of a direction of, I really sought the Lord on that because I didn't want to do something without leading and certainly in this area. I wanted to be responsible. No, I was hearing from God in this. And I sought the Lord before I even mentioned it to Kim. And then when I finally mentioned it to her, we were in agreement about that. And then I went and told it, shared my pastor and elders what I was in my heart. So, God will lead us. But we have to be willing to follow. We need to tune in, test with Scripture, and then the third step, I believe, is just simply trust Him. So tune, test, and trust. Tune, test, and trust. I want to read this verse again, Psalms 25. Psalms 25 and verse 2. The Bible says this, "Oh my God, I trust in you." This is where I really picture, when I was preparing for this, I really pictured and just sensed in my heart that if we sense the Lord's leading in a particular area and it's in line with His word, here's what I see the Lord saying to us. Trust me for this step. Trust me for this step. You don't know where you're going yet, Abram. Just trust me for this step. And if you take this step, I'll lead you. I'm not going to abandon you. You have my word. You have my assurance. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And one way, again, we can tell is that the Lord's leading. It says He leads. Every one of these verses, He leads, He leads, He leads, He draws. He goes before us. He doesn't say, get out there and wing it yourself. He says, follow me, follow me, follow me. I'm with you in this. I've learned That's one way I try to discern. If I sense I'm being pushed, that's not usually God's Holy Spirit. The devil is pushy. The Holy Spirit is gentle and leads. Now, he can be strong, but it's more of that leading, that prompting, that drawing, that wooing than it is push and hurry. And just trust me for this step. I know some, we're good, it's supposed to wait on the Lord. But procrastination is not waiting. Trust me for this step. If you sense the Lord's leading, brothers and sisters, take a step. Don't be scared to step. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Lead me in your truth. Would you say that with me? Lead me in your truth. Look, I want to give you this scripture from Acts 16. Because you say, but Brother Rocky, what if I step and I miss it and I'm embarrassed or I do this or I do that? Look, if you err on the side of being a blessing, you're probably not going to miss it, but so much. God's not going to lead you to sin. He's not going to lead you to just, you know, damage someone. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 6. It says, when they had gone through, the apostles and the missionaries had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Now, Jesus told us to go into all the world. They did go eventually into Asia, but it was a matter of timing. We want to follow the Lord's leading. Do you see the details, how important it is to follow that? Verse 7, after they came to this area, and they tried to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit did not permit them. So it says they went through another area and came to Troas, and in a vision, verse 9, appeared to Paul in the night, and a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Lead me in your truth. Brothers and sisters, if we start to take a step that's out of the perfect will of God, don't you know His Holy Spirit can bring that check into our heart and let us know, oh, I don't have peace about that. I better get back in line. He leads us in paths of righteousness. He leads us in peace. I'll close with this familiar scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. He will lead us. He will direct us. Lead me in your truth. Let's follow His leading. And remember this, please. He will always lead in ways that glorify Him, that are always in obedience with His word. It will always be for His kingdom and His purpose and His glory. Let's close with this. And just, you don't need to say anything out loud, but let's, well, you know what? Maybe we will. Let's affirm what we believe this morning. Do you believe God is all powerful? Do you believe God is all knowing? Do you believe God is good? Now, please don't say anything on this one, okay? Just personally, do you want Him to lead you? And if you do, let's claim His promise. Let's rest in that assurance, Lord. I'm just going to go about my daily duty, my responsibilities, but I'm going to be tuned in to you so that a moment you can prompt me in a particular direction, but I'm going to set aside a little time to seek you as well, give you my attention, and really tune into your voice. If that's your desire today, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I just want to pray for you. Let's claim His promises. Would you say, lead me in your truth? Lead me in your truth. Let's stand together.